Wilcox, St. Helena, California, July 31, 1908. Elder Wilcox, Boulder, Colorado. Dear Brother Wilcox, I have words to speak to you. I am thankful for the encouraging way in which you write regarding the work at the Boulder Sanitarium. The Lord will not leave any institution that is conducted in the fear of God. I would say to you, Elder Wilcox, that when the Lord shall send you help that you know to be reliable, then you may look for his directions as to where you shall go and what you shall do. But until help is obtained, who will work faithfully for the advancement of his cause? You are in no case to move away from your present field of labor. In regard to the one mentioned concerning whom you have had so much trouble, I must say that the Holy Spirit has not been her guide. She is in need of the converting power of God to work on mind and heart. The sanitarium at Boulder is not again to accept her as a member of its staff of workers. This institution is not again to be subjected to such trial as it has passed through because of her influence. The sanitarium is to be carefully guarded from all such jealous, suspicious influences. For such a spirit at work in the institution will do much to counterwork the work for which the sanitarium is established. It is of great importance that a healthful, sanctified influence be exerted by those who are connected with the work of the institution. If those who claim to be Christians are really such, a sweet, holy atmosphere will pervade the place that will be recognized by those who come to the institution. Let all who have a part to act in this branch of the work put on the robe of Christ's righteousness and reflect his likeness in words and works of righteousness. I trust, my brother, that if at any time you should be removed from the Boulder Sanitarium, those who take your place will regard the instruction that has been given. May the Lord help you to distinguish clearly this duty and the responsibility that rests upon you, to keep out of the institution all hurtful influences. I would be glad if I could visit you at Boulder. We are having warm weather in St. Helena. In a few days, I leave here for the Los Angeles camp meeting. Today, I had some conversation with Jones, who is in St. Helena for a few days. His position is difficult to explain. He and W.C. White and I had a praying season together. What the result of his visit will be, we cannot tell. Only the Lord can help the man. My prayer is that the Lord will bless and sanctify this interview to his good.